I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Barack Obama laid out plans today for how to end the war in Iraq. The president presented his case in a speech at the U.S. Marine base in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. Mr. Obama said he's listened to his military advisors, and he's come up with a schedule for pulling all U.S. troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Candidate Barack Obama spent nearly 2 years promising to bring an end to the Iraq War, and now, as commander-in-chief, he's committing to a couple of dates on the calendar.
So let me say this as plainly as I can. By August 31st, 2010, our combat mission in Iraq will end.
Mr. Obama said this time frame is flexible. Above all else, he said it will take into account the safety and security of American troops and personnel. The plan is to remove most American combat brigades starting early next year after national elections in Iraq. Beyond the summer of 2010, the president said somewhere between 35 and 50,000 U.S. troops will stay in Iraq. They will train, equip, and assist Iraqi security forces. They also will conduct what Mr. Obama called targeted counterterrorism missions, but they too are scheduled to leave.
Through this period of transition, we will carry out further redeployments. And under the status of forces agreement with the Iraqi government, I intend to remove all U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of 2011.
At one point in the speech, Mr. Obama addressed the people of Iraq directly. He said the U.S. military drawdown should send a clear signal that Iraq's future is now in its own hands.
So to the Iraqi people, let me be clear about America's intentions. The United States pursues no claim on your territory or your resources. We respect your sovereignty and the tremendous sacrifices you have made for your country. We seek a full transition to Iraqi responsibility for the security of your country.
The most problematic aspect of the Obama plan for Iraq are the specific dates for withdrawal, says military expert Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution. He says it's hard to plan wars with timetables, but O'Hanlon applauds the president for his seeming willingness to be flexible.
We need to grapple with the fact that we are in a much improved position in Iraq. However, things are still uncertain, fragile, and unpredictable. But I do believe that with the substantial residual force that would be left and the relatively patient approach for doing the drawdown that Mr. Obama has now endorsed, that will probably be okay. And if he would retain some flexibility and some willingness to rethink the details of this next year if need be, then I think we're fine.
O'Hanlon says a lot could still go wrong. For example, he says much is riding on the Iraqi national elections in December.
I think you need to not only see those elections go well in terms of no violence on the day of voting, but you need to see people come to power who continue to put Iraq's interests at the forefront of their own agenda rather than pursuing the narrow agenda of their sectarian group.
On that score, what happens down the road with the so-called Sunni awakening? Peter Galbraith is a former U.S. ambassador who's worked as an advisor to the Kurdish regional government in Iraq.
This is the Sunni militia that was so critical to the decline in violence. It was the Sunni militia that turned against al-Qaeda. But it remains hostile to the Shiite-led Iraqi government and regarded with suspicion by the Shiite Iraqi government. Left to their own devices, the government might well attempt to dissolve or fight the awakening. So some role needs to be negotiated so that the Sunnis are providing for security in their own areas.
Another potential flashpoint is the unresolved territorial dispute between Kurds and Arabs in northern Iraq. Again, Michael O'Hanlon.
The Kurdish and Iraqi armies are essentially staring at each other's eyeballs across some of this contested territory. And also, to add even more to the mix, the oil fields that the Kurds have been developing in the north are about to start pumping oil, and the Kurds think they should be allowed to keep all the revenue.
President Obama said today that much diplomatic work remains to be done in Iraq, and he officially named his choice for U.S. ambassador, Christopher Hill. Mr. Obama said Hill is the kind of tested diplomat whose skills are needed now. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.